Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
RadioNetwork.com. Simulcast on Facebook Live.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Leslie Flowers. Leslie is a trailblazer for women in business, the author of Champion, 21st Century Women. It's a book about women and beating through the glass ceiling. She has many years' experience in the corporate world and as an entrepreneur. And we've been talking about women in the workplace. And she gave us a pretty good tour in the last segment about her experience and her work that she's doing. Leslie, now I want to shift over and talk a little bit about by the way, I need your website. Go ahead and give it to us before we start.
Oh, it's leslie-flowers.com.
L-E-S-L-I-E. They can find out more about your book there, too, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, all right, folks, in case you didn't know, recently, I guess it was last week, a computer scientist, computer engineer with Google distributed a memo where he basically called out the administration of Google. For the gist of his article, in addition to some other stuff that he probably could have left out, the gist of the article was that Google was trying to push a quota of women computer engineers that wasn't natural. And his point, he gave some research that women were not necessarily as predisposed to want to be a computer engineer as many men are. He wasn't saying, Leslie, I didn't hear him say women weren't smart, that women weren't smart enough to be engineers. He just said, what I got from it was that the statistics showed that they weren't as predisposed to wanting to be a computer engineer. What do you think?
Well, yeah, he inferred that emotionally we weren't the right fit for that kind of work.
That's
what I got from the article. And you know, it's
what do you think? What do you think about
this?
What do you think about that statement?
About which statement?
About that they're not emotionally, women are not emotionally fit for, or to use
your
words.
Well, that isn't true, because the other side of that is business leaders have not learned yet that women bring to the table the intuitive, softer, emotional side. And most boardrooms have a woman who is highly intuitive in attendance. So business leaders haven't realized yet that those qualities that they think won't work well in software programming, and by the way, that was the field I was in the last 10 years.
Yeah, well, I agree with you on that. I mean, I don't see anything. I don't see anything. My position in all that, the part of his rant, so to speak, that I agreed with was the part about not having quotas for certain assignments to sort of shoehorn, I think it was a word he used, shoehorn women into a position just because you think we need some kind of numbers in that position. If the door is open for men and women for any assignment, and fewer women show up to stand in line in front of this door than another door, then let those chips fall as they may. That's my point. What do you think?
I disagree there are women, and they're coming out of college highly qualified. I think that there's some truth to both sides of it.
Do you think that there's oppression on women not to stand in front of that door and sign up for those jobs?
The context may be that way, but what has to happen is women, as they get their feet wet, will step up more and more, and they need to be encouraged to step up, and they're getting those degrees.
But should they be encouraged to do it if it's not natural for them to want to do that?
I'm
taking devil's advocates. You realize that, right? I mean, I'm not acting like this. I'm one way. I personally feel one way or the other. I'm trying to be the devil's advocate. My point is, should women be encouraged if there's if there are not as many people in this one assignment, in this one discipline as there are in the others, and we're saying, wait a minute, we have to have 50-50 over there, but women aren't naturally on their own signing up, shouldn't we just find out what's holding them back rather than demanding that they go there?
It's so preposterous what you're saying.
Okay. No, go ahead.
What I mean is, it's not true. We shouldn't do that.
Okay.
Right? We should do just the opposite.
Which would be what?
Which would be to open the door, have a new perspective, invite women in.
But let's say they've already been invited in. The door is open. I'm saying the door is open. They've been invited in. They've just chosen not to walk over there. That's my point.
I would argue that that's not true.
Okay.
Or that it's, both sides are true. I mean, you know, so from where I sit, there's validity in all points of view.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is it's a matter of intensity or how many people, right, are talking about it.
Right.
But I can see the truth on both sides. Can you?
Well, I can see where society might has probably still some vestiges of women thinking that they don't belong over in the STEM programs.
Yeah.
But to me, we should find out what that is rather than saying, irrespective of all that, we have to have more women over there right now. That's the point, I guess, what I'm making. And whatever, folks, don't tarp and feather me with the guy from Google. I'm just trying to sort this out. Leslie, will you come back and talk about this some more with us?
Oh, I would love to. I'd love to. I would be delighted.
We got a lot more to talk about, and I've got a lot more trouble to get into. So.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.